At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Bird Show.
All right, here's one I'm curious about. Because this may be made up on Facebook, but there's no way for me to properly relay the words that are on this Facebook page without us totally losing our license. But the story goes that this dude got sort of put on restriction and...
How old is he? Teenager?
Well, let me read it to you. Okay. Yeah, he got busted because he was drinking some beer and his sister ratted him out.
Oh.
I've been grounded for the next 3 months. Why? Because Katie decided to rat me out and tell my parents about the 12-pack I was hiding in my room. My parents are Asian, and all of you know that Asian parents are, expletive with an F, strict. 12 cans equals 3 months of being grounded, little over the top. Not if your parents are Asian and your sister is a filthy expletive with a starts with a W, but it sounds like an H. since all
so far so good, you're doing well, Bart.
since all I can do and all I'll ever do for the next 2.5 months involves sitting in front of a computer all day, I thought I'd get a little revenge today. Everybody out there might think my sister is such a sweet and innocent girl, but a few days ago, I decided to go treasure hunting in her room and found a little something special hidden in her closet. This will make the next 2.5 months bearable. Ladies and gentlemen, .. My sister is a expletive with a W that sounds like an H. And it's a list of 10 guys and the things that they did to her or she did to them.
And he found this because she had written it down?
She must have written it and put it somewhere. Maybe it was in a journal, but he went into her room. It looks like it's just, it looks like it's a page ripped right out of a journal. And it's handwritten. And number one on the list is Adrian with his last name. And she says that he... And she
we're getting hand signals here in the studio.
And she gave him a...
Okay.
Ronnie, again, his last name is sort of blurred out. She gave him a... Jacob, number three, she only kissed. Laurel, she gave him a this and a...
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. How old is this sister?
Good job, Laurel.
Do we know?
I don't know.
She's pretty advanced.
She is. My question here is for women, as a guy looking at this, I had no idea any woman kept like a scorecard or like a almost like baseball card of statistics with the guys that they hooked up with. Now, this could have been back when you were in high school, but if you're a woman, do you have like a list of the dudes that you hooked up with and what you did to them and what they did to you? Or is this just like an anomaly?
I think most women either have a mental list, and I wouldn't be surprised if a majority of them write it down somewhere.
See, I've never written it down ever or described
but
anything.
But you could go through the whole list, couldn't you?
Yeah, more than likely.
Yeah.
Probably, but never would ever write it down because of that. Like, you never know who could find that list.
Yeah.
404-741-Q100. James is sweet. He just gave her a, I think this is Valentine's, but she wrote down V-card. Is there something new that I don't know about called a V-card?
Is that your virginity?
Yes, virginity.
Oh, okay. Oh, sorry.
So James got the real present.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Okay.
Thanks, Brandon.
No problem.
The V-card. Gotcha. She only kissed Brian.
Sorry, Brian.
She writes, if he cuts his hair, I might give him a...
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Russell, he, you know, sort of, you know, went,
Yeah, we got it.
Kind of right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He crossed the border, so to speak. You know what I'm saying?
The hand motions in here are hysterical.
He went to Australia.
Okay, gotcha. Russell was also awesome. And he made her...
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And Brett...
He bought her Oprah's magazine.
Brett smeared out last name. She just wrote God next to.
Wow. Ooh.
Yeah.
That means it's good.
You know, Brett is getting high five by all his friends
above.
Today.
He got all of the above.
And she also writes about Brett, I will do anything he wants. I will be everything he wants. Whoa. So hot.
Hmm.
So that's on the internet.
Wow. So we don't know how old the sister is. And
I'm assuming by the handwriting.
Sent this to everybody?
Yeah, well, he put it on his Facebook page. So I'm assuming by the handwriting that she's, 17? She's still in high school?
She could be young.
Yeah.
I mean, she could be really young.
Well, they're both, she's living at home. I mean, like, mm-hmm.
She's definitely in high school.
She's definitely in high school because she's living at home and she ratted him out. I'm assuming he's the younger brother.
Right.
And she's the older sister. And he got in trouble for having beer in his room, which I don't care if your parents are Asian, black, or white. You're mm-hmm. going to get in trouble with having a 12-pack in your room.
Right.
And, yeah, so it sounds to me like, yeah, there's an older sister who's, you know, in high school.
Good morning, Ashley. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
I was listening because you guys asked people keep away.
Yeah, did you make a list of all, like, the guys that you had sex with and all the graphic things that you did with them?
I didn't write like a little description of what happened, but I kept points where, I don't know exactly what I can say, but where all the way was 1 point,
mm-hmm.
and where not all the way was half a point.
Okay.
I haven't kept it up to date, but I made it back when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So people definitely keep a list because my sister has a list too.
I forgot about, there was a girl that, and I've told this story before, in English class, and, you know, we were a little young. We were freshmen. And I was sitting behind her, and she had her calendar out, and there were stars on certain days, and there was a star on that day. And so I said,
really?
Well, what's the star for? Thinking she's got a test or something. And she's like, no, that was all the time she's had sex.
Whoa.
So she'd already had sex that morning before.
Wow.
So she was putting it in
impressive.
Her calendar and just opening it up in class and...
And teenagers think that they're so smart that, like, if her mom found that, their mom would not know.
Right.
Like, oh, my mom is so stupid. She will never figure this out.
Adults are so clueless.
Ashley, how many points did you get to before you're like, oh, my God, I don't want to know this about myself, and then you just stop the list?
I don't think I can answer that.
Okay, that's probably smart. Thank you for calling from the McDonald's drive-thru. We appreciate it. Good morning. Kelsey, you're on Q100. Hi.
Hi. I used to make a list when I was in high school with, you know, all the juicy details and everything, but I'm 22, so I'm in college now, and things have gotten kind of, like, a little bit more intense.
Mm-hmm.
So the list that I make are just kind of, like, names and, like, where I've met them, just in case, like, I go to the doctor one day or, like, I get a phone call and need to, like, make the appropriate phone calls, like, as to what to do next.
That is organization that even producer Tracy can be proud of there. That is really, really great thinking right there.
Yeah, just in case.
Thank you very much.
Or just in case Rolodex.
Yeah, right. Jessica says this is only a partial list. Hey, Jessica, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm good. How are you guys?
Okay.
Good. So, I've seen this list through emails, you know, people forwarding it to me,
mm-hmm.
and I got really intrigued by it, and I even, like, tried to Google and find out how old these kids were,
mm-hmm.
and to see if it's real, because there are actually some things that say that it's not real.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But if you look at the list, you'll notice that these are not just things that this girl has done, but things that this girl wants to do to these boys.
Oh, okay.
She also has a date on it. I think it was like April 2010 of her deadline of when she wants to do them by.
Gotcha. Yeah, it says the top of the page, it has a whole bunch of like darkened in hearts and scribbles and stuff. And it says my hookup list and it says deadline 4/20/10 on it. So she wants to get all this done. Either she's done it or Well, it looks like the first three she did. Like, she wrote down, this is what I want to do, and they're crossed out, almost like a to-do list, like you finally did it. So she still has, she's got a couple more to go. She got Russell done, she got Jacob done, and she got Ronnie done, but she's got some work ahead of her.
I'm
confident she's
ambitious,
an overachiever.
She's got a goal. Yeah. I mean, we always are told to write down our list so that we can keep things, you know, efficient.
Two more months, girl. Tabulate them all. You know, her younger brother is like, the whole grounding thing is going to be the least of his worries, because she's going to kill him. Literally kill him.
Hey, Ashley, good morning.
So I love you guys.
Thank you.
Hey, so me and my girlfriend one day were at a Mexican restaurant drinking margaritas, and we wrote down a list of everyone, you know, that we had done the do with, and vowed that we would go home and burn it as soon as we got home. Mm-hmm. But it was fun, you know, little girl time drinking margaritas, and we were kind of amused to have some of the same people on it, though.
Oh, really?
Oh. Oh.
That must increase the margarita intake.
Taken after that, but it was fun.
See, I thought that women somehow like put the number in the corner of their brain somewhere and then just kind of forgot about it. So I'm a little surprised that as an adult you would go over that list and sort of reflect on how many guys it has been.
Oh, yeah. That was a whole conversation with me and a bunch of my girlfriends last summer at the pool. Everybody was going through their list and trying to remember and trying to go through that mental list and remember it all.
It was about 3 years ago, but... You know,
for some reason, that's fun.
Is it?
It's entertaining.
So. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks for calling.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. What'd you find, Brandon?
I Googled my hookup list just to see if there was anything more to it. And they actually have the Facebook page, and the sister replies to the note.
No. Oh, what did she say?
Is there anything you can read, or do you want a professional to read it?
I can edit it. 10 minutes after it was posted, or 30 minutes after it was posted, she goes, take this down. What is wrong with you?
Is that expletive with an F?
Yeah, expletive with an F. And then later on she goes, every de-tag yourself now. Remove the tag, Chris, or I'm going to seriously hurt you. Take this picture down now. Pick up your phone. And that was about 5 minutes after it was posted.
Oh, boy. Oh. So did he tag all the guys on the list?
All the guys are tagged.
Oh, no.
So they all saw that they're on it.
Yep. Chris is tagged. Russell's tagged. Jackson is tagged. Brian is tagged.
See, as a guy,
and
you're 16.
Some of her friends are tagged, too.
You don't mind being on that list if you're 16
years old. Oh, I should have said that she's going to end up completing her list because of those tags.
Right.
You know?
Hey, Michelle.
Brett's also tagged, too. So Brett, the...
Nicely done.
Yeah, Brett, the winner.
Hey, Michelle, good morning.
Hey.
Hey.
I actually was just calling as a mom of three to say I would much rather at this point find the alcohol in my kids' bedrooms than that list. But I've got a 19-year-old, a 16-year-old, and a 12-year-old. So the alcohol is welcomed in the house versus that list. Absolutely.
Well, she's going to be on restriction so long, you know this is going to go back and forth, because she's going to look through his room big time over the next, year and a half.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Burt Show. At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. The agents wrote the copy and managed the timelines, while our human creative director made sure it all made sense. Easy. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Man, this is a scary piece of audio to listen to. It's cute in some places. It's kind of an emotional roller coaster, actually. And it happened in Rochester a couple of days ago. And I think on the front end of this, you can hear Dad trying to talk to the 911 dudes because he's having a heart attack.
It makes my chest, like, I'm just like, ooh, yeah. It makes my chest hurt to hear him have this heart attack. I hope I don't have a heart attack during this.
So I think you can quick, like in the very beginning, you hear him like grab the phone and try to give the phone number out or his address or something like that. Mm-hmm. Then he gives the phone to his five-year-old daughter, and now she's responsible for saving his life on the phone with 911. And this is 6 minutes long, and I looked for a place to edit it, and there's no way I could do it.
Okay.
Because it's just so intriguing to listen to the entire time.
911. One. Hello? 911. Hold on. Excuse me? One. Are you there?
One.
Three. Four.
Four.
What's wrong? What's wrong?
My dad can't hardly breathe.
Okay, hold on a second, okay?
Okay.
How old are you?
I'm 5 years old.
Okay, what's your name?
Savannah.
Okay, Savannah, hold on. I'm getting them dispatched, okay?
Okay. You need to come real fast.
Okay, Savannah, I have him on the way. Is your daddy still awake?
Yeah.
Okay. Is your front door unlocked, Savannah?
Is the front door unlocked? No.
Okay, Savannah, can you go unlock that front door for me?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, we need to leave. Don't worry, Dad.
Okay, Savannah, is the door unlocked?
Yes.
Okay, has your daddy ever had problems like this before?
What?
Has your daddy ever had this problem before?
Yes.
Okay, has he been sick?
No.
Okay, is he still awake?
Yes.
Okay, Savannah, just make sure, just try to keep him awake, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, I have him on the, I have the ambulance on the way.
Okay.
Just, I'm going to keep you on the phone, okay?
Okay. We're in our jammies and we're trying to go to bed, but can't hardly breathe.
Okay.
Oh.
Can he talk to you?
Dad, can you talk to me?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, tell him the ambulance is on the way.
The ambulance are on the way.
All right, Savannah, just stay on the line with me, okay?
Okay. Stay calm, Dad. I know you haven't had oxygen before, but...
Aww.
Are you there, Savannah?
Yeah, I'm still on the phone.
Okay. Just let me know if keep him awake, okay?
Okay. You have to stay awake.
But just tell him the ambulance is on the way, so they'll be there here in a minute.
Okay. They'll be here in just a minute. The ambulance are on the way. Okay?
Just let me know.
He really needs oxygen.
He really needs oxygen?
Yeah. Real bad.
Real bad?
Yeah.
Okay, well, they're on the way with it, so they'll be there here in a minute. I'm just going to keep you on the line.
Okay.
Tell me if he falls asleep or anything, all right?
Okay.
Is he still awake?
Yeah.
Okay. And did you say he's been sick or anything?
Have you been sick? No.
Can you ask him if this has ever happened before?
Has this ever happened? No. So far, so good. He's still awake.
Hey, ask him if he has any kind of chest pain.
Do you have any chest pain? Yes.
Okay.
This is his first time.
Okay.
Oh.
I got him on the way, so.
Okay. We're in our jammies. And I'm in a TikTok, so I'll have to get dressed.
Okay.
I know what I'm going to wear, but he really needs oxygen real fast. Yes, the door's unlocked.
Okay. You tell me when you can hear the ambulance, all right?
Okay. I'm sorry, Dad.
You're doing a good job, Savannah.
Okay. His name is Frank.
His name is Frank? Well, you're doing a good job, all right, Savannah? Just stay on the phone.
Okay.
We should be getting there any minute.
Okay. Like how many minutes?
Probably only a couple. They're on the way. Just make sure your daddy's
still
awake.
Okay. You have to stay awake. They'll be in a couple minutes. I can hear them.
You can hear them?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to keep you on the line until they get in the house, all right?
Okay. Okay, Dad. He's okay.
So he's still doing okay, Savannah?
Yeah, he's okay.
Ooh. Okay.
I'll be in my room, and I'll be putting on,
Say, Savannah,
she's still
I want you to stay there with your daddy, okay?
Okay.
I need you to make sure that he stays awake, so.
Oh, okay. I got that. And we have a dog that's really, small.
So he's friendly?
He's friendly.
Okay.
He kind of barks.
He kind of barks? That's all right, though.
No, come on. Family, it's on the way. Come on, Lulu. Come here. Hi. Come here.
Is your dad okay still?
Yeah.
Okay.
So far, so good. Okay, Lulu. It's going to be all right.
Is he still awake, Savannah?
Yeah, he's still awake.
Okay. The ambulance should be getting there any time.
Okay. And he looks like he's real shaky.
Hold on, Savannah, okay?
Okay.
Is the fireman there, Savannah?
I don't know. Yeah, they're here.
All right, so they're in the house now?
No.
Okay.
I see the red light.
All right, Savannah, just tell me when they get in the house, okay, and I'll disconnect with you.
Okay. I am real shaky, too, so.
You're real shaky, too?
Yeah,
well, they're there to help your daddy, so don't be scared, okay?
Okay.
Are they there? Hey, Savannah, you did a good job, okay?
The room.
All right, Savannah, you did a good job.
It's okay, Dad. I'm going to go put
okay,
my...
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and disconnect, okay?
Yeah.
That girl's 5 years old. And you saved her dad's. He lived.
Oh, my gosh.
He lived. He saved her dad's life.
And saved his life more than just the phone call, because you know he held on because she was in the room with him, you know?
Yes.
So, wow.
And I could sort of see in my head, like, him closing his eyes, and she's looking at him going, you got to stay awake, Dad. You got to stay awake,
man. When you have a heart attack, you can't go to sleep.
Saudi was on the phone and said that he's a 911 operator, and he said that adults aren't even that calm when they call.
Unbelievable.
She did so
precious.
And that 911 guy did such a good job, because when his voice switched when Daddy got on the phone and then when she got on the phone, he did such a good job with her. And he helped not. I think both the daddy who was struggling and the 911 operator kept her from panicking.
I can never be a 911 operator because I'd be panicking right along. Oh my God, you got to call somebody.
I think
your dad's having a heart attack. You've got to call somebody.
I'm calling you. I think it's hilarious how two or three times she said, I've got to go to my room and I've got to change clothes.
Right. Okay. She wanted out of those PJs, man. Hey, Sarah, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi, Burt Show.
Hey.
First and foremost, I've been sick, so I haven't been able to listen to you for quite some time, so I really missed you guys.
Oh, we've missed you, too. What's up?
But I just want to say this little girl's my hero, man. It was so touching. She
was so...
so calm and composed.
Mm-hmm.
And just so mature, and she's just done something that, you know, her dad will never forgive her for, and she'll never forget it, you know.
She's got the advantage in the relationship her entire life now. Anything she wants. She wants a car. She wants tuition to the best school in the country.
Saved your life, Dad.
Saved your life, Pops.
Yeah.
And here's the audio. It's on the internet. I created a website and a Facebook page. There I am right there.
The Burt Show. At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. The agents wrote the copy and managed the timelines, while our human creative director made sure it all made sense. Easy. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
Get it. The Burt Show.
All right. I've been eager to get to this today. This went totally in a different direction than I thought it was going yesterday,
man.
Because whoever got the original text, what was her name?
Leslie.
Leslie thought it was from a stranger and it wasn't intended for her.
We've all been here before, right? Mm-hmm. Like where you get a random text from somebody and it's not intended for you. So they screwed up one number in the whole thing. And it's just generally a, hey, meet you out at 7 or hey, what's going on? And that doesn't intrigue you. It's just a wrong text, big deal. But from time to time, you get one that's really intriguing. Like, I got to know what this is all about. And Leslie called us yesterday and this was the case for her.
I got a text about 3 weeks ago, and it was a number that I didn't recognize. It was a 678 area code,
mm-hmm.
and it just said, it's not all about you, leave it alone.
Ooh.
And I was like, what is this? So I texted back, I was just like, huh, who is this? And all that I got back was, seriously?
So we got three calls, but this one here was the one that I called back and I got an answer to.
Mm-hmm.
The other ones just, they all went to voicemail. So, hey, Leslie.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Now, I'm going to play the audio back for you of the call I made yesterday. But according to this person, you already know what this is all about.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You have no idea, zero idea what that number was and what that message meant.
I have no idea at all.
Otherwise, why would she have called us?
Well, somebody here is really confused. Somebody's very confused.
Wait, they said that I know what it's about?
Well, I'll play the call for you, but she said you know exactly what this is all about.
Wow.
And you know that it was intended for you as well.
Whoa, I have no idea. I have no idea who this person is or what they're talking about.
Okay, well, I'll play the call for you. Her voice is disguised, but there was no way to disguise her voice and not disguise mine, so mine's on the voice disguiser also here, I think.
Okay.
We tweaked everybody's voice. So this is the call that I made to her yesterday, and I'll just play it for you. It's like 4 minutes long, and then we'll come back to you, and we'll get your reaction to it, okay?
Okay.
Hello.
Hi. This is going to be an awkward conversation. I'm actually calling from a radio station here in Atlanta. My name is Bert, and it's Q100 and the Bert Show.
Oh gosh, yeah, I know.
You know what?
I know your show.
You know the show?
Yeah, but I'm not on the air or anything, right?
No, you're not on the air right now.
Okay.
But there's a reason why I'm calling you, and it's a strange one, so just hear me out for a second. One of our listeners called us up.
I heard. I was listening. I'm a listener, too.
So you heard what happened on the air with the whole text message and everything?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. So I'm not going to use your name. We're going to tweak your voice and voice disguises so nobody knows who you are.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? I told you I don't want to be on the air.
Well, I won't use anything at all if you say that I can't use it, but just hear me out for 1 second. I was going to put you on tomorrow if you even want to talk about what the text message was all about, but I was going to use a fake name for you, and I was going to voice disguise your voice so nobody will know it's you. And if not, then I'll stop recording, and this conversation goes nowhere.
Okay, you can use a voice disguiser, but I don't really want to go too much into this, but okay.
Here's what she told us. She said that, so you know who I'm talking about. You know it's Leslie that called.
Yeah.
And she said that she got the random text message that said something like, it's not all about you, let it go, or something like that. And she says she has no idea who it came from or what it was all about. But obviously, you were listening this morning, so you knew this call was coming.
It's unbelievable that she's going to say she doesn't know why she got it and what it's about. It's really unbelievable.
Would she have your phone number? Like, it obviously wasn't in her contact list, so why would she even have your number?
That's the point. She knows exactly what it's about, and for her to feign, you know, ignorance is just insulting to me and to all my coworkers.
To your coworkers?
You know, I can't really go into any detail, but basically, you can just let her know, or she's probably listening right now, that, you know, it's not a good idea to backstab your fellow coworkers. It will come back to you. And she knows what, she absolutely knows what's going on.
Okay. She was under the impression that this came in randomly, so now that she knows that it came from somebody that knows her, maybe she's lying.
She's just lying. She's just, you know, deluded and thinks she can do whatever she wants and it won't ever come back. And it's time for her to wake up and know that's not the case. And next time it would be a lot worse than a text message, so she should consider herself lucky.
Wow.
That's
okay.
All I can say right now.
I'll let it go with that, so she should at least understand what it's about now.
Yes, yeah, she already knew, believe me.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Woo.
Whoa.
Oh, a lot of animosity.
Okay. So that my gosh.
So does that ring a bell?
Do you know who it is?
I have no idea who that is.
Are you serious? Come on.
I really don't. I mean, this is so, it's so weird because there's been like a lot of drama in the office, but I have not played a heavy hand in that. I mean, I haven't done anything that anybody else hasn't been doing. I've talked to like a couple coworkers about it, but
what is it? What's been going on at work?
Stabbing.
Yeah, what's the drama going on?
So there's this convention in London in the next couple months, and our boss chooses two employees to go with her. And there's one girl who is, she's like a shoo-in, she's like amazing, and she should be going. You know, she deserves it because she works really hard, and she should be going. And then the second spot was a little bit up in question, and there's this new guy there who's like really good looking and you know, really smooth, and it seems like he might be the one getting to go to this convention, which is kind of ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's just been kind of rumors going around. And
are you dating this guy in the office by any chance?
No.
So why would you get the text message? It's not all about you. Leave it alone.
I don't know. I mean,
do you want to go to the conference? And you've been pitching so that you could go.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've been working really hard, and I've been working there for a long time, and I sort of feel like I deserve to go, but I haven't done anything. You know, all that I've done is vented to one coworker, mm-hmm. and she's like a really close friend of mine. So I really have no idea who this person is who is so vindictive.
She might not be that close a friend because didn't it feel to you guys like this was a problem within the office?
Mm-hmm.
Like she said something about the coworkers. So it doesn't sound like it's a you and one other person problem. It sounds like there are a bunch of coworkers that are unhappy with your behavior and she was the only one that texted you.
I mean, that is what it sounded like, but I really am kind of dumbfounded because I don't think that I've acted out of turn. I don't think that I've been crazy or anything like that, but you know, I work really hard, and it is upsetting to me because you know there's rumors circulating around, and like this guy is, I don't know.
This guy is what, with the boss or with what?
Yeah, with the boss. I mean,
and that's why
you know,
she's taking him.
Really good looking, and I there's no other reason why she would take him because he's new and he's not as qualified as I am or even someone else would be.
Well, it sounds like there are two totally different stories going on in the office. I mean, it's going to be uncomfortable when you walk in the door today.
Is everybody vying for the slot to go to London? Is everybody qualified to try to go?
Well, some people more so than others, but there's a few that that could potentially go. But this guy is not qualified to go.
And you haven't mixed it up at all? Like, you haven't gone to the boss and said, look, this dude doesn't deserve to go or she doesn't deserve to go? Nothing like that?
No, that would be totally out of place for me to do. I would never be able to. I don't have that relationship with her where I could do that.
Hey, Barbara, this is pretty simple, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, why don't you, I mean, she knows your number now, so you can't call from your number, but call from a random number. She'll either pick up or it'll go to voicemail, and you'll know who it is, and then go deal with it.
That seems pretty accent. Easy right there. Yeah, she's from Conyers.
I'd rather you call her.
Yeah, right. I mean, that would make things pretty easy. Hey, Amy, good morning. Yeah. You're on Q100.
Hey, okay, so this is just one possible scenario. You know the lady that you were talking about who works really hard, who's a shoo-in? She might have maybe just heard a rumor that you were trying to take her position to go to London, and maybe that's her calling in and being like, why are you trying to, I guess, like, mess with my, like, trip that I might be getting that I worked hard for?
That's a good theory.
So that's a possible scenario. Mm-hmm.
That is a really good theory.
It's obviously a misunderstanding if you have no clear idea of what's going on.
Hey, Jill, good morning. Yeah. You want in on this?
Hey, good morning. I had just the most out there thought, but I think it's the boss. The only person she's questioning is the boss's choice of the guy. And the threat at the end that next time it's going to be worse than a text message sounds to me like she might be saying next time it could be your job or something.
You know what? You're not the only one with that theory. Hey, Lauren, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi.
Hey.
I actually agree. I was just about to say that I think it's the boss simply because of what she said. It could be a lot worse than the text message.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, would be her job, especially if there's rumors going around about the dude and the boss, you know, hooking up, or I think that's what she had said.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
All right, well, we're going to have to catch up with you maybe even tomorrow and mm-hmm. find out how today went. And also call that number when you get off with us, and if you find anything, then give us a call back.
I think your theory about waiting till you get in the office to call the number.
Why?
Because you get to see who answers the phone.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm just afraid that that person I called yesterday has already changed the voicemail mm-hmm. to something that's not personalized at all.
But still, yeah.
Pull that tiger thing. Please please change your outgoing voicemail message. This is big.
This is big.
You got to do this for me. So, Leslie, let's talk to you tomorrow morning and find out how things go today in the office, okay?
Okay, great.
Good luck.
Thanks for your help.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
You're on The Burt Show. At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. Reese, our content agent, wrote the copy based on our best practices, like mentioning Monday.com 3 times. That was the second. Johnny, our coordination agent, built the timeline and kept everyone aligned. Olivia, our human creative director, stayed in the loop because agents are great, but they don't always know when a joke lands. She had one note: tell listeners it only takes minutes to build an agent. So, minutes. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Good morning, Dr. Oz.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Hi. How are you this morning?
Hi, Dr. Oz.
I imagine you always feel good.
I do. I get up in the morning and I just can't wait to get going. My mom used to get so frustrated by that when I was a kid.
Like, who do you call when you're sick?
My wife, like everybody else does.
Yeah.
I don't feel good. Take care of me. Feed me.
We've got a whole bunch of Burt Show listeners that want to talk to you, but our producer, Tracy, stepped in and she's got a real concern about her husband.
All right.
And I'm hoping you can tell me I'm right so that he starts listening to me. But my husband drinks a lot of soft drinks. We're talking, he goes through a 2-liter bottle of Dr. Pepper every single day.
Wow.
Now, he's a thin guy, so he says, well, I'm not, you know, it's not affecting my weight, and I don't smoke and I don't drink. It's my only vice. But I'm completely convinced it's got to be doing serious harm to be going through a 2-liter bottle a day for years.
without question, you are right. Smack him upside his head until he listens to this. It's important that everyone understand that if I had to pick one thing to change in America in terms of our dietary habits, it's soft drinks.
Really?
And I don't have any problem with having a soft drink once in a while. That's fine. It's, you know, it's just like you having a beer. It's a reasonable thing to do. But 2 liters every day is not wise. And here's why. First of all, it actually seeps some of the calcium out of your bones.
Ooh.
And so it can predispose you to osteoporosis. But the other thing is, being thin and being healthy are not the same. I would rather be heavy and in good shape than thin and in bad shape. And so if you're drinking material that has empty calories in it, you're not giving your body the critical nutrients it needs to thrive. For example, if you don't have the healthy omega-3 fats in your diet, you're not going to be as smart as you normally would be. If you don't have the right precursors for some of the key hormones in the body, you'll be more predisposed to certain cancers and maybe even heart disease. So there's a lot of reasons why food is sacred. And when you're drinking a soft drink, which doesn't grow on the ground, isn't in any way natural, it's an away game for your body. You put your liver under a lot of stress because it has to continually cope with things that are coming from outside of you.
Thank you.
This is going to be your new ringtone, isn't it?
Yes, I'm going to pull the audio of this and play it for him as soon as I get home.
Here is Jennifer. Jennifer, good morning. You are on with Dr. Oz.
How are you?
Very well, Jennifer. What's your question?
I had a very difficult time getting pregnant. My husband and I tried for 6 years, mainly due to the fact that I had PCOS.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally am currently 6 months pregnant with twin girls. And I was just curious. I heard so many rumors that after you have the babies and you've had PCOS, your body kind of resets itself and the PCOS kind of goes away and you get like a second chance to make everything right, because the PCOS, I mean, inhibits everything that I did. I couldn't lose weight. I couldn't get pregnant. Everything was out of whack.
Let me explain to everybody. PCOS means polycystic ovarian disease.
Okay.
It might seem like this weird, rare problem, but it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the number one reason that young women can't get pregnant in America is because of this. And think of it as a type of diabetes. It's not diabetes, but it sort of works the same way. It's a problem in the way you metabolize certain hormones that leads you to make little cysts in your ovaries. The women that have this problem are shaped more like bricks than hourglasses often. Their waistlines aren't so well defined, again, because the hormones aren't quite set. The remarkable thing about PCOS is that through aggressive dietary treatment, which I suspect you're on, you can actually lose enough weight that you reset your hormones. And by doing that, all of a sudden you become fertile again, because now you're back where you need to be. And so you're absolutely right that if you're able to get the weight off and keep it off, and by the way, in order to get pregnant, you had to do that. If you just keep doing the right things and eating the right things, not the 2 liter bottle of soda that we were talking about earlier, then you'll be able to stay fertile. And congratulations, by the way, on the pregnancy.
Absolutely.
Dr. Oz is on 11 Alive at 3 o'clock and My ATL TV at 6.
Dr. Oz, I have a question. My friend is obsessed with this concept of urine therapy. Is there anything healthy about drinking your own urine?
You know, I have a good friend who does that all the time. They're still alive, but I don't understand why you want to do that. Urine is a waste product, obviously, and you're getting rid of urea, which is a material that is a breakdown product of proteins. That stated, in fairness, urine is sterile, right? So you can't put it on wounds, and if you're out in the outback and you get wounded, it is a thing that I can recommend folks try just to keep the wounds clean.
Okay.
You could drink your urine if you have to. It's better than salt water, but you don't want to drink much of it, and after a while, that toxin will build up in you. So I don't think there's a huge health benefit of doing it. That stated, there are probably worse things you could do for yourself than drinking urine. Getting back to that 2 liter bottle again.
Right.
The only way I'm doing that is if I'm in the middle of nowhere and there's zero water around anywhere.
I know, but there's this theory that like supermodels are doing it and all these different people are doing it. So I was wondering if there was really any benefits to it.
You know, again, like as often the case with these types of fads, there's a theoretical reason why it makes sense, but it is impossible, as a doctor, I'll say this, to prove that it actually has a material benefit to you. There are lots of better things you can do. The only benefit about urine is it's free.
Hey, Dr. Oz, we know you don't have too much time, but I know, much like myself, like 50% of our listeners, I think statistics show, have problems sleeping. I'm on Lunesta, and I've been on this drug now for 6 years. What can I do to get off of this and get decent sleep?
Well, you're in a tough spot because you have to get up early in the morning. What time do you awaken usually?
3:15.
Yeah, so it's just tough for any human being to be on a shift of that nature. And the problem, of course, is that your circadian rhythms push your steroid levels, your hormone levels to their lowest at around 4 or 4:30 in the morning. So it's hard to get up when your body's saying, please don't. That stated, being on a sleeping pill for the average American more than 90 days, I don't think is a smart thing to do, with rare exceptions. Now, there's some people going to need pills for their whole life. But for the vast majority of folks, your inability to sleep is a wake-up call, pardon the pun, about other things that are going on in your life. And it means you've got to restructure your life in a way that allows this very natural-seeming thing, like sleep, to occur. Because without that, you will eventually oftentimes build up resistance to sleeping medications. Plus, they hinder your ability to dream normally. And all these are important factors in how you process information, lay down hardware code, things like that. If I had to pick one thing for folks to focus on this coming year, is try to get 7.5 hours sleep a day. And if you can't get it, you got to see somebody, like a sleep expert, who can figure out why not. Sometimes it's medical stuff, right? Your sleep apnea or restless leg syndrome. Sometimes you got aches and pains to keep you up. But oftentimes it's just fundamental sleep hygiene, like figuring out how to reset your circadian rhythm in your case so you can actually get to bed at a time that allows you to get the sleep you need.
Who has time for 7.5 hours of sleep in this day and age?
Yeah, I tell you, crazy as it sounds, as many things as I'm busy doing, I do it every night, and I work hard at it. I mean, I fight for it. I become a hermit at night. I won't go out past a certain hour. People think I'm a sociopathic, but it's not. I just don't. I get up around 5:30. Today I'm in the hospital, so you know I come to the I see my patients. But normally I go to the studio at that hour because we start to go over scripts and stuff. And I don't want to get up and not feel completely alert. Otherwise, when I'm doing an interview like this, I start fumbling my words. I don't look alert. And you know, when 10 million people are watching you, they can tell when you're tired.
Sure, definitely. I think I'd feel lazy. If I got 7.5 hours of sleep, I think I'd feel so guilty that I'd be lazy.
You'd probably feel better all day and be more productive all day, though.
That's it. You know, it's not about time management. It's about chi management. It's about energy management. You have a certain number of quality hours. You guys do it right now, right? You're on the air, and for the numerous hours you're on there, you guys have a ton of energy. And then when you and chi, too. Right? You're giving out energy to people who are listening to you. And then hopefully later in the day you have some downtime. So you may be awake for 20 hours, but you're not going full speed for 20 hours.
Sure.
And what we need to focus on is going full speed for 18 hours or 17 hours so we get the 7 hours that we need of sleep.
Again, Dr. Oz is on 11 Alive at 3 o'clock and MyATL TV 6 o'clock. Dr. Oz, I mean, we could have you on for 4 hours. The phone lines are lit. So.
Absolutely.
But you're kind.
I just want to say I love your show and I love the way that you handle every single person like they are the most important person in front of you at that moment. You treat everyone with the same respect that you treat everyone else, and I think that's the key to your show.
Well, you're very kind. I was taught that by my mom, and I'll never give that up. But I tell you, it is such a blessing to be able to spend time with folks on the stage and have private conversations with them where they're willing to open up and serve as role models. And I talk to people backstage before we go out every time. I say, listen, I never want you to be embarrassed. Oprah taught me one thing for sure. Let people be seen for who they really are. Mm-hmm. And all I want you to do is recognize that there are millions of people out there watching you who are going to say, you know what? I see myself in her.
Right.
And I can fix myself if she can fix herself.
Right.
Would it be weird if I told you that I was starting to get a guy crush on you?
Oh, I like it. Come up. Come visit.
Okay. All right. We'll have lunch.
He's done live Thank you, Dr. prostate Ross. Exams on his show, so you never know what's going to happen if you go and visit Dr.
Well,
Ross.
If you're looking for a live role model on that episode, I can find somebody, but that's not going to be me, friend.
All right, guys. Take care.
Thank you, right, Dr. Ross.
Thank you.
What a nice dude, huh?
I love him. Yeah, I love him.
It's a great show.
11 Alive, 3 o'clock, and MyATL TV, 6 o'clock at night. Sanjay, you better watch it, man. If you're not good to me, he's coming off the bench and he will soon be my best friend.
Well, Sanjay's a little freaked out by you, and soon Dr. Oz will be. I mean, no.
I don't blame Sanjay either.
I'm just saying that there's always somebody on the bench eager to get into the game.
Oh, my gosh.
And Dr. Oz is waiting. Okay.
Seriously.
You're going to buy a new BFF heart pendant and send half of it to Dr. Oz instead.
It might happen.
This is The Bird Show.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle. Because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.